Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
That music means it's time for Week 18 Picks on the Pony and Muller podcast page, 93.7thefan.com, and on the Odyssey app. We pick the games here every week. We are coming down the home stretch, the last regular season game. Then we'll get into the playoffs, Super Bowl, etc. Donnie in first place, Malzy in second, and I am in last after a brutal Week 17 where I only got 2 points.
The Malzy footsteps are running away from Pony, and you know who they're starting to clop, 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 catch up to, Donnie. Better watch your back,
so
pal.
Donnie's at 66. You're at 64, and I'm at 60?
That is correct, okay. Sir. But the only footsteps I still haven't heard is Pony. Yeah, we're gonna logistically.
No, because I'm the only person in this building who actually pays off bets, so it will happen.
I paid off mine.
Yeah, you did, but it wasn't a monetary
you're
one.
You're just thinking about the latest bet you're going to have to pay off.
Yes, I am.
Pay off.
All right. Saturday afternoon, the Ravens are an 18-point favorite against the Browns. Donnie, who you taking?
I feel like the number is just massive here. Cleveland is miserable. Baltimore, a win. They lock up the board. I'm going to bank on Baltimore getting up pretty comfortably and like letting off the gas in the second half a little bit and Cleveland with a backdoor cover. I'm going to take the Browns plus
18. That's just a huge number. And I know the Browns are very, very bad. We don't even know who's going to play quarterback. It's going to be DTR. It's going to be Bailey Zappi. I'll take Cleveland plus 18 and just hope for the back door.
Malzy?
I got to take the Ravens here, man.
You don't have to. I mean, you could do whatever you want.
I know.
Go against him.
After considerable deliberation here, I'm going to take Baltimore. My only concern is, does Bailey Zappi like get it randomly cooking? DTR is in the pantheon of the worst quarterbacks Mike Tomlin has ever lost to. He is horrible.
Yeah, he's on it. He's definitely on the
short Ravens
list.
Have to play in this. I mean, they have to win this game. Like, there is no real factor there where Harbaugh can just say, all right, we're up by 14 late. We'll take the foot off the gas. They got to try to make sure they nail this down. I will take Baltimore laying a hilarious number.
I'm going to take the Browns here. Lamar's record against division teams when he is a favorite is actually horrible. He did beat the Steelers, but he's not done well against teams in his own division as far as covering the spread goes. The last time a team was this big of a favorite, you have to go back to 2019, Patriots-Dolphins, the final week of the season. Donnie, do you remember what happened in that game?
I do.
I don't.
Miami won. And it cost the Patriots the number two seed.
Oh, yes, in New England, yeah.
Yep, and that forced them to play a wild card game that they lost to Tennessee.
That wasn't the Hail Mary game, was it?
No.
That's earlier.
That was Ryan Fitzpatrick at quarterback. Yeah. The Chiefs ended up getting a bye, and that helped them get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Cleveland. I'm not being confident in this game that I'm going to pick them to win, but I will take 18 points in a game where I could see Baltimore letting their foot off the gas once they get a lead. So that makes 2 for Cleveland. Let's go to the 1 o'clock slate on Sunday. Bills and Patriots. It looks like Mitch Trubisky is going to start for Buffalo as they rest up for the playoffs. Still, though, the Bills are a two-point favorite, Malzie.
I'm going to take the Patriots here. I can't in any universe give up points with Mitch Trubisky as my quarterback and say, yeah, I feel comfortable laying that. I mean, I think New England's going to be motivated to try to finish up strong. Gerard Mayo, there's already buzzards circling around
yes,
him
they
big
are.
Time. He's going to try to be coaching this like it's the Super Bowl because probably 90% of the audience that he's coaching for wants Mike Vrabel to get that job, including most of the New England media. So I think you're going to get a motivated performance from the Patriots. I will take them +2. I hate Week 18, by the way. These games are absolutely...
Oh, I think they're fun.
They're absolutely impossible. I worked very hard to get back into this and get into a safe position here, and now it feels like blindfolding myself and flinging darts.
I'm going to take New England. It's confirmed that Drake May is going to start, so it won't be Jacoby Brissett. He played well against Buffalo a couple weeks ago. They went up 14-0. They probably could have won that game. Exactly. So now that they are, in theory, trying to win a game for their coach, although it would be advantageous for them to lose because they currently have the number one pick, I think they screw that up and win this game, Donnie. How about you?
I think we're all in on the Patriots here. A sweep for New England, +2. Kind of like what Malzie said, they feel the need, or at least Gerard Mayo feels the need, go out on a high note. Don't leave the possibility wide open for you to lose your job. And, yeah, they have the number one pick right now, but if Gerard Mayo feels that heat, what's that do for him? It won't even matter. So I'll take the Patriots +2 here to round out the sweep for us.
All right, Kansas City and Denver, if the Broncos win, they are in, and they are a 10.5-point favorite against Kansas City because it's been confirmed. The Chiefs are going to rest starters. They're going to go with Carson Wentz at quarterback. I'm still going to take them. I think this is going to be a very competitive game. We've seen in the past Andy Reid has gone to backups in Week 17, and he still has called Andy Reid plays where it hasn't been vanilla. They've gone with some gadgetry and some trick plays and whatnot, and Carson Wentz, I think, still playing for a place in the NFL. I don't think he's a bad backup quarterback. Plus, pressure on a very young Denver team to make the playoffs. They'll have the scoreboard on there with Cincinnati having played the day before and with Miami playing at the same time against the Jets. So I think that's a lot on the line for a young team, and I'm not convinced they're going to handle it the best. So I'm going to take Kansas City +10.5, Donnie.
Yeah, I like the logic there, Pony, because I'm with Kansas City here as well. I think there's a real chance they could actually win this game.
Wow!
Because Denver, there's weird things that happen to teams in these positions.
Like the Buffalo Bills so many years ago, 20 years ago.
Yeah, against the Steelers.
Every single year there is a team that basically has, hey, win and you're in. It's that simple. You're playing against a bunch of backups. And they find ways to lose the game rather than win it. I think this could be the perfect example of that on Sunday. I'll go KC plus the big number.
I do think some guys, when they get to a place after maybe being dysfunctional in other places, like a spot like Kansas City, can rehabilitate themselves because it's such a good environment if you're an offensive player. How many backups who are going to be playing this week because their team starters resting are guys that legitimately could have won the MVP award in their best year? I mean, Wentz is a doof. Like, he really is. Like, I don't think his teammates particularly love him at any of his stops.
No.
He was one of those guys with the Colts, too. They had a win
against
Jackson,
Jacksonville.
And he biffed it, too. Yeah, it was.
That's why his career there was over.
Right, mm-hmm. Exactly. But he is still very physically gifted. And if Reed is calling plays to try to knock Denver out, otherwise, you know, it's like, yeah, you're backups, but otherwise we're trying to win this thing. I think that at bare minimum, the Chiefs are going to cover. I'm kind of with Donnie, man. I think Denver fans are going to be absolutely peeing blood late in this game. They're going to be so nervous.
All right. So clean sweep for us. We all like Kansas City as a big underdog there. Let's get to the Sunday nighter for the number one seed in the NFC. Detroit, a 3-point home favorite against the surging Vikings, Donnie.
I'm going to go with Minnesota. I'm actually going to do it. I don't know if they're going to win the game, but I think this game will be as good as advertised. And all season, I feel like I've been one of the seemingly many people who have, as the weeks have gone on, how good is Minnesota? How good is Sam Darnold? Every week they seemingly prove me wrong. They made it look pretty easy against Green Bay last week, except for, what, the last 8 minutes?
They took their foot off.
Of
they
that
played
game.
Prevent-a-win defense, yeah. And prevent-a-win offense. They didn't. You know why? Because their coach has a set of cojones and threw the ball to ice the game.
And I do think Detroit, the injuries eventually will catch up with them. I think the Lions could win the game. I think it could end up being 1 to 2 points. It don't really matter because I'm going to take Minnesota +3. So they can win it outright if they want to, and I win this thing. I'm going to take the Vikings and believe in
them. Malzi?
I can't go against my Lions. Ben Johnson's going to be in his bag. He's running plays against the Niners that just don't seem fair. They're so creative. It's a great chess match. I think it's maybe the best one. I think Flores, outside of maybe Vic Fangio, Flores is the most creative defensive coordinator in the league. Maybe outside of Andy Reid, Ben Johnson's the most creative offensive play caller. I love the chess match, but do you guys know since Jared Goff had that 5-interception game, he ranks first in basically every quarterback stat that matters in the NFL? He's just dominated.
I believe it.
Just an absolutely efficient monster since that game. I think that'll continue, and I think the Lions, it could be a push. I won't pick a push, but I think the Lions win, so I'm going to take them close.
I'm going to take the Vikings. I'm on Team Donnie here. I think the worst unit by far in the game is the Detroit defense. They honestly could have lost in the game against San Francisco on Monday night. And we'll see. Nobody really got hurt in that game, but they did go for it. Minnesota got the extra day off. I don't think that the road environment really stresses them out at all here. And Sam Darnold has played just as well as Goff. When they played the first game this year, it came down to a last-second field goal. And the numbers were virtually equal between the two teams. So I think Minnesota's healthier. I think they're playing better. And I believe they're going to get the number one seed with a win here in Detroit. Malzi, the money ball.
The money ball is just, again, a complete atrocity here. Like, these games are between teams that have so little going on for themselves that it's just impossible to, like, make a good value judgment. I am, however, going to go with this one. A team that needs to make sure they win to handle their business. They were given a gift by the Atlanta Falcons, and they're going to take advantage of it. Give me Tampa Bay to stomp a mud hole, a huge number. To stomp a mud hole in New Orleans, -13.5.
All right. I'm going to take, for the second consecutive week, and they did no favors for me last week. My money ball was a complete joke. But I'm going to roll with them again. I'm going to take the Jets +1 against the Dolphins. They're at home. It's possibly Aaron Rodgers' last game. And it will be Tyler Huntley in at quarterback for Miami. They turn into one of the worst teams in the NFL when Tua's out, which speaks to his worth in some ways. Even though he's not an elite quarterback, he's a huge upgrade over their backups. And I think Aaron Rodgers wins a meaningless game to cap his Jets career and possibly his NFL career. Jets +1. Donnie?
I'm going to go with the NFC West matchup that could have had some big implications if things went differently in Week 17. But the Rams, what, they're going to start Jimmy G?
Yep.
On Sunday. I actually kind of I think he'll do fine in that game. So I'm going to take them as a home dog. They're getting 6.5 points. I'm going to take L.A. to maybe win the game outright against Seattle, but I think they can cover a touchdown plus spread.
Donnie, you have to pick the Steelers and Bills because you are Bengals, because you'll have a Donnie Football Friday with Joe. As predicted by oddsmakers weeks ago, much to the chagrin of Steelers fans, Cincinnati is indeed favored coming here on Saturday night by 1.5. Who do you like?
Yeah, and they should be, because I think they're going to win the game. I don't have confidence in the Steelers' defense to stop Joe Burrow, and I now oddly feel that despite what happened a little bit over a month ago in Cincinnati when the Pittsburgh offense was like hot knife through butter, I feel like Cincinnati's defense can make the timely stop that the Steelers may not be able to do against a quarterback like Joe Burrow. And I think Cincinnati, that is that team that is being circled. You don't want to see them get in. I said going into the last week, I know we weren't together, Buffalo should be afraid if Cincinnati gets into the playoffs. That's
wow.
All I'll say. I think Cincy wins this game and covers.
There you go. Picks for Week 18. Malzi and I will pick Steelers and Bengals tomorrow on the air. Thanks for listening to the Pony and Meller podcast page.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.